If you have not listened to the first part of this message, I advise you go to the first recording on the Eyes of the Lamp. In that first message, we spoke about that vision John the Apostle had in the book of Revelation chapter 4. He was taken up in the spirit. He was taken through a door into heaven, which, like we know, is into the spirit or into the invisible realm. He was elevated consciously to behold that which is in the spirit. And right there he saw the throne of God sparkling. And before the throne of God there were seven lamps burning, which the Bible says are the seven spirits of God. These same seven lamps of God turned into a lamp. A lamp in chapter 5 with seven eyes upon it. Praise God. And like we established, these seven eyes upon the lamp represent the Spirit of God. These are the seven spirits of God, which is the Spirit of God, without which no man can behold that spectacle that is in the spirit realm. No one can behold the majesty and the glorious presence of the living God except by the eyes of the lamp. Jesus Christ says that, "Tarry in Jerusalem, wait for the gift from the Father." The gift of the Father is the seven eyes of the lamp. You know, most of us ask for many things. We ask for this and we ask for that and we ask for this. But the reality, what we need is the seven eyes of the lamp, which is actually spiritual wisdom that comes from God. Hallelujah. Is spiritual wisdom, understanding, insight. We're not talking of letters here. We're talking of spiritual conscious knowledge that it causes us to begin to behold that invisible eternal glory of God. That is where our focus should be. That is all we'd ever need throughout all eternity. Those who live around the throne in the conscious, you know, knowledge of the presence of God live by the power of God. These are the ones that anything they ask the Father, it is done for them. Praise God. This was the secret of Jesus' power. Jesus was constantly standing before that throne. You can either stand, we're talking of the servant face here, or you can either sit on that throne. Praise God. Either you stand or you sit on the throne, it doesn't matter, but you are always there in that presence eternally. That was the secret of Jesus' power. I and the Father are one. He was consciously interwoven in the reality of that thing that John the Apostle saw beyond the door. That is why he could still the raging seas. Praise God. If we seek stillness and peace and joy in our lives, we must pass through that door. This is only possible as we allow the seven spirits of God, the eyes of the lamp, lead us into the place of life. Oh, praise God. The Bible says that blessed are the pure, for they shall see God. The pure are only those who have recognized the Christ and allow the eyes of the Lamb to lead them into life. Those that are led by the Spirit are sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We purify ourselves by receiving that celestial wisdom and conforming ourselves to the Son of God. We purify ourselves by walking according to the dictates of the seven eyes of the Lamb, allowing us to lead us on in the regeneration, allowing us to lead us up. And of course, we know the Lamb will always lead us up onto Mount Zion, which is the place of bliss, eternal life, joy unspeakable. It's the place where the wolf feeds with the lamb. The lion, the serpent, and all that are led by a small child. It's the realm where the knowledge of the Lord is so real. The knowledge of the Lord is everything, as the water covers the seas. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't want that? In His presence is the fullness of bliss. In His presence is the fullness of joy. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to look at some very powerful words of Jesus. And go quickly to the book of John, chapter 12, verse 35. We'll put the pieces of the puzzle together, and we are getting a clearer picture of what the Spirit is saying to us in this hour. John chapter 12, verse 35. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may be children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah, or Isaiah the prophet, might be fulfilled, which is spake, Lord, who has received our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe, because that Isaiah, that's Isaiah, said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. This thing said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Now, walk in the light while you have the light. So the light is that spiritual intelligence that comes from the lamp. Hallelujah. The light is just those seven spirits that burn before the throne of God, revealing that which is hidden from the sight of mortal man. Isn't it written that everything, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed? That which reveals that which is hidden is the seven eyes of the Lamb, is the seven spirits of God burning within us this hour. Hallelujah. The seven spirits of God destroys the veil and causes us to now pierce through the real atmosphere of the Spirit, where we can once more see the majesty of the living one seated and ruling in the creation. Praise God. Walk in that light while you have it, while you have the revelation. Exercise yourself in it. Allow the lamp lead you on, so that you yourself can become sons of the light. This is the whole essence of the gospel. Now we might speak in different ways, in different tongues, but the whole essence is to redeem man from the outer darkness that constitutes this world. Praise God. Now, in that day, people could not believe Jesus. To this very moment, people still do not hear the voice of the Spirit. Men are carried away with the things that are temporal, things in the outer world, things that have no eternal value, and are not conscious of the only thing that matters, which is that invisible presence, which is that spectacular sight of one seated on the throne. That is all that there is. All your labor and all your worries and all your anxieties is all in vain. All the things that men set out to do outside of that light, outside of that presence, all amounts to nothing. It's coming to nothing. Now we have the Spirit of God leading us. That's why we hear messages like this. That's why there's a kind of a quickening. When you hear this thing, there's a tick in your spirit. Praise God. Is the lamp telling you, let us move on. Follow me. Walk in this light, in this revelation light. Walk by the seven spirits of the lamp. While you have it, so that you can be converted and once more become a son of light. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those 144,000 that stood upon Mount Zion are actually sons of the light, are sons of God, sons of the resurrection. These are children of light. Praise God. These ones no more struggle with their, with the humanity that they once thought they were. They've been delivered and stand in a place of life with unlimited access to the Father. Consciously. Not just confession anymore, now consciously. Unlimited access to the Father. These are sons of God, ruling and reigning as God. Praise God. The eyes of the lamp is the thing that can lead us up, purifying us. Hallelujah. John says that he that has this hope purifieth himself. We purify ourselves by putting on the eyes of the lamp. It is the only thing that can cause us to escape the filth and the wickedness that is in this outer world. Oh, praise God. Who has believed our report of the invisible? Who has believed our report of God's kingdom? But the men are dull of hearing, deep asleep, carried away with vanities. Hallelujah. Who has believed our report? Who has believed what the seven eyes of the Spirit is revealing concerning God and His kingdom? Praise God. Who has believed the reality of that kingdom that is present right now? Who has believed our report? Hallelujah. Men still prefer to carry on in the vanity of religion, in the procedures of men and more of, with diverse ideas and traditions of how they can get to God. All their assemblies of how to worship and how to do this and how to do that, all in vain. All you need is just the seven spirits to cause you to see beyond into the Spirit and to enter therein consciously. Praise God. walk in this light, receive it and walk in it right now. Walk in the reality. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says in John chapter 12 verse 44, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am the light. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and received not my words has one that judged him. The word which I have spoken, the same shall judge him on the last day. Praise God. Now let's stop there. You see what Jesus Christ is saying? I am come as the light of the world, so that you don't live in darkness. Darkness talks of death. It talks of vanity. It talks of sorrow, poverty, spiritual poverty, ignorance. I have come to get you out of that ignorance of humanity, of man, and bring you into the place of light, the light of life. Praise God. And when you are in the light, you see exactly that thing that John saw beyond the door in Revelation chapter 4. When you are beyond the light, you only see the one that is sitting upon the throne. Because besides him, there is none other. Praise God. This is the mystery of it all. Jesus Christ says that he that seeth me, if you see me, you see the one that's sitting on the throne. In reality, the eyes of the lamp sees only the Father. It lives on account of the Father. Praise God. So we must put on the eyes of the lamp. In Revelations chapter 21, when John saw the new Jerusalem descending from heaven, city of gold, transparent gold and glass, city of crystals, so it talks about the incorruptible, invisible, eternal kingdom of God. A kingdom reserved for those who allow the eyes of the lamp lead them. Praise God. This is a place where there is no more curse, no more death. Hallelujah. Along with death comes the package of fear, all your worries, your anxieties, your turbulence here and there. That is death. That is the realm of death. See, John says that if we fear, we have not been perfected in love. That means we have not recognized the reality of this thing that God is saying. Fear is not of God. Perfect love casted out all fear. To experience that perfect love, you must enter in into the light, as is in the light, so that you can experience this love that surpasses all knowledge. You can explore the breadth, the depth, you know, the length and everything. This love that surpasses all knowledge. This love of God towards his son and vice versa. Praise God. That love casts out all fear. It casts out all anxiety, all worries. That love steals the raging seas. That love heals every aspect of our life, be it physical, be it financially, be it materially, anyhow. That is that love. Praise God. Blessed are those who enter within that city. Now that city is all in the spirit. It's God's word. It's all in the spirit. Within that city is where the throne of God is situated. Where the throne of the lamp is situated. That is where God is found. Praise God. But all those who enter into this place walk by this light. This light of the lamp. They no longer walk according to the natural light of men. Because that natural light of men, which is the wisdom of man, is darkness. Is death. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 21 verse 22. And I saw no temple therein. Now this is the New Jerusalem. For the Almighty God and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did enlighten it, and the lamp is the light thereof. Oh, praise God. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor unto it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. For there shall be no night there. Praise God. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations unto it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever walketh abomination or maketh a lie. But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Do you see yourself passing through that gate? Those who pass through that gate are the nations that are saved. And the nations that are saved are those who walk by the light of the lamp. Hallelujah. The lamp sees only that which is of the fathers. The lamp only sees that which is true, which is real, which is eternal. For Jesus Christ says, I have come to testify of the truth. This world is not my own. I am not of this world. I am of a spiritual kingdom, eternal kingdom. And I dwell in that kingdom. I live there. I am presently in that kingdom. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So you can see that those who will enter into this reality of the New Jerusalem walk by the light of the lamp and the glory of God, which is all the same thing. These are the seven eyes of the lamp. It's all spiritual, celestial insight, revealing the originality of all things. Hallelujah. The nations without are those who walk according to another light. They walk in the night, in darkness. But we are not of the night. We are of the day. We walk according to the revelation light of God, the truth. That thing which is from the depth of God, revealing that which is of God. God's word, God's realm, God's presence. Praise God. This is the light of life. When you walk in this light, there is no more death. Because you are now once more consciously interwoven in the knowledge of the living one who lives forever. Like we've established, death is simply a sense of separation from God. That is the veil of darkness that is over the nations today. Anything that is apart from God, that is separate from God, is mortal. It perishes away, is corruptible. Only God, only in God dwells eternal life and immortality and incorruption. So once you live a life outside of that true light, you are dead in your sins and trespasses. Praise God. So the lamp of God comes out to redeem us. Hallelujah. It's the awakening of the spiritual faculties within us so that we can once more begin to recognize things the way they are known of God. Praise God. Revelation chapter 22 goes further to speak about this light. Oh, hallelujah. 22 verse 1. I'm going to Revelation chapter 22 verse 1. Going further. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. Praise God. Which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded that fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there were no more curses, nor no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servant shall serve him, and they see his face. Are you listening? And his name shall be on their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever. Praise God. Now this is John the Apostle seeing, having a view of what happens or what occurs within the gates of the New Jerusalem. We must understand that for John the Apostle to have seen this vision, allegorically speaking, he borrowed the seven eyes of the lamp to make that tour. You know, it's just like going in, you know, to these new cinemas nowadays where you have the three-dimension, you know, cinemas, where you need a special type of goggle to be able to see the real effects of the three-dimensional movies. In likewise manner, for John the Apostle to see that which is within the gates of the New Jerusalem, he had to put on the lens or the eyes of the seven spirits. See, what he was seeing is exactly the thing that the eyes of the Lamb sees. This is what Christ sees. See, he sees men as trees. See, now you can notice that there are many trees on the other side of the river of life, that clear crystal stream that actually flows from the heart of God, from the throne of God. There were trees on the either side of it. And all these trees are all called the tree of life. It could be a grape tree. It could be an apple tree. Seed. It could be a banana tree. It could be a pineapple. It could be any type of tree that produces good fruits and whose leaves are healthy and for the healing of the nations. It doesn't just have to be an apple tree. See, that is how we should begin to behold men. We should begin to recognize the tree of life in all men. Praise God. When you put on the eyes of the lamp, you begin to recognize men by their spirit. And you begin to love men and appreciate them for the way they are. Praise God. When you put on the eyes of the lamp, you don't recognize Christians, you don't recognize Muslims, you don't recognize Buddhas, you don't recognize doctrines of men and groups and all this is of men. All you just see through the eyes of the Spirit is the trees of life on the either side of the river of God. Praise God. Now, individually, a man might not be experiencing the glory of God's kingdom. But if you are elect spiritually, you can always tap from anybody. Hallelujah. If you are elect spiritually, you can always tap from anybody, no matter who it is. They can always minister to you life. Remember the other day I was at an airport in Turkey. And I think it was one of the period of the pilgrimage, you know, the Muslim pilgrimage. So the airport was filled up with men who had this, you know, white robes all over them. You know, when they go for the pilgrimage in Mecca, they normally put on these white robes all over them. And you, when you see some of these men, some of them are elderly, some of them are well-established men. Some of them could be millionaires, some of them could be poor. But all of them go to this for this pilgrimage in simple white cloaks. With all simplicity. Praise God. Now, instead of sitting back and criticizing, from that sight, I was able to see the beauty of simplicity as we all are gathered spiritually upon Mount Zion. You see, naturally speaking, spiritually speaking, we all actually put on white garments. Do you know that? See, the Muslim will normally, he'll go as simple as possible. And likewise, brother, we who ascend into God's presence have to always have these light garments upon us. And with all simplicity, with all humility, with all modesty. See, I was able to get ministered from what I was seeing. You know, I can walk into any type of sect, any type of church, any type of place, and get tap a message of the Spirit from them. See, when you come into the Spirit and you put on the eyes of the lamp, you will discover that all things are pure. It only depends on how you perceive them. Now, it's not all the things that I know that I preach. It's not all the things that I've experienced that I preach so that people don't get scared. You know, men are quick in judging. See, but when you grow maturely in the Spirit and you walk strictly by the eyes of the lamp, you discover that all things are pure to those that are pure. All things minister to those that are pure. You will see God in everything. You will see, you will receive a lesson concerning God's kingdom in everything that you see. Praise God. You just stand and everything ministers to you. It is real. You begin to discern the tree of life in all men. Praise God. You don't need to go about criticizing people anymore. Or go about fighting people anymore. You don't go about wrestling with people anymore. But rather, you learn to just stop and receive, spiritually speaking, that thing that is the tree of life that is within them. Praise God. See, so we have to be careful how we judge and fight each other over doctrines and all of that. Somebody might be brought up in the way of the absolute. You know, you have preachers who use the terms absolute, who use the term invisible. You have other preachers who use simple terms like spirit. See, you have other preachers who use terms like I am. See, but there are different ways, different things. You cannot judge. Because you don't know how the person is receiving the message. So when you walk with the eyes of the lamp, you don't judge anybody. You only see everything as pure and beautiful. Praise God. Very, very important we get this thing clear. Hallelujah. Some people get angry when you don't use the same terminology they use. But if you are deep in the Spirit, you discover that we are all speaking the same thing. The eyes of the lamp does not judge. He only sees God's kingdom. He only sees the beauty of God's word. He's not aware of any negative thing. All he sees is the presence of God. He sees the face of God. He sees God in the creation, and that is all. We have to exercise ourselves to stop judging and stop trampling down on one another, but rather see and honor the seed of God in each and every one. Hallelujah. When you walk in this realm, there is no more curse. No more, nothing like curse, blessing, and all those things pass away. Everything is perfect. Everything is lovely. Nothing can offend you anymore. Nothing can make you bitter anymore. You can't get jealous, you can't hate anymore. Because you see only God in everything. Praise God. That's why the Bible says that they see the face of the Father, and they serve him day and night. And these ones don't walk by the light of the sun, which is the natural light. Neither do they need candle. But they walk by that divine light, which is the light of God. It's the knowledge of God, the revelation of God. That is the light they walk by. Praise God. And this one see only God. That is the only way we can be saved. Exercise as receiving the eyes now and walking by it now. See, don't try to make a banana tree a grape tree. Don't try to make an apple tree, a pineapple tree. Don't do that. Let's stop trying to indoctrinate one another, but rather walk in that, light that is shining upon us right now. Begin to see the Father in the creation and walk with that single eye right now, which is the eye of the lamp. Let it lead you. That's what will purify you. If you see God in the creation, there's no more occasion to offend or of stumbling. You grow in love unconditionally. Not because that brother preaches this way or that brother preaches this way that we cannot be together. No. Hallelujah. Unconditional love. It only comes by putting on the eyes of the lamp. No more walking according to the wisdom of this age. Hallelujah. Then we can receive the blessings of God. When we can enter in consciously into that thing that God has prepared for those that love him. It requires exercising ourselves, patience, lots of prayers. Hallelujah. See, some of us have become so filled with knowledge. See, and when you have knowledge, too much knowledge, pride sets in. See, we've visited people who say they are end time people, end time preachers and whatever. And some of them are very, very nasty. Some have become unteachable. They can't receive simple word anymore. Not knowing that the one who is wise is the one who is careful to, or rather swift to listen, and slow to judge, slow to anger, swift to listen. That is one that is wise. He's always listening. Praise God. Even the stones will minister to you if you listen. The trees will minister to you. Hallelujah. Everything around will minister to you if you listen. Praise God. So let us exercise ourselves in the lamp. The eyes of the lamp. See, just to begin to see into the spirit, the real world, and see things the only from God's perspective, no more from our perspective of men. See, when we do that, we live according to the carnal mind, which is death. See, that is what brings division. See, contentions, that's what defiles a man, living according to the carnal mind. Praise God. There are many messages or many ways these messages will come. But it's all about putting on the mind of Christ. See, right now, Not tomorrow when something happens. Begin to see into the invisible. Walk in relation to that invisible presence. Praise God. Let the torrents of wind of the Spirit open your eyes to see into that unlimited realm where nothing, you know, that defies or makes a lie can ever enter into. Praise God. Hallelujah.